Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk for tonight. This is Janice Tennell, your host, and we are talking tonight with Angelica Itomura. Is that right? Okay. Angelica Itomura of the Downey Makeup Academy in Downey, California, and we're going to be talking to her about her career as a makeup artist and about her school. But first, just wanted to let all of you know that my sister, who's the co-host, Denise, who's always working in the chat room. She started working today on a new pilot for television, so she's running behind, but she will be joining us a little bit later. So for those of you who are always in the chat room, which we call the Beauty Lounge, hold on tight. The chat room will be up shortly. But she also wanted me to remind you all to take advantage of this week's beauty deal. It's a half off of shipping on all orders over $50, and that's orders from Illusions Cosmetics. And you can order from our website at www.illusionsbeauty.com. Also, we're doing an Illusions Spring Giveaway, and the Spring Giveaway has a lot to do with the question that we always ask on this show, is what is beauty to you? And so she's given out the email address, which is info@illusionsbeauty.com. And she just wants everybody to send in their responses. And that's going to go on until the 31st of this month. And once she gets the responses, she will post a winner. And it looks like we have her on already. So that was pretty fast. I thought she was going to be a little bit later. Hello, Denise. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can
hear
you. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, cool. All right, so I was just telling everybody about the beauty giveaway for the question, what is beauty to you? And I don't know if you had any other announcements. I did tell them about the beauty deal of the week. I don't know if you had anything else for us.
That's it.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, great. So, again, tonight's guest is Angelica Itomura, and she's from the Downey Makeup Academy. Welcome, Angelica. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem. Angelica, start off by telling us who you are, how you got started with your career in makeup, how long you've been doing makeup, and what inspired you to start the Downey Makeup Academy.
Okay, thank you. My name is Angelica Itomura. A lot of people know me by Angie Itomura. And I've been a makeup artist for 20 years. I started my career in the Latin sector, doing movies for Univision and working for Sony Latin. So when I started my career, it wasn't as much competition as there is nowadays, and I was able to write quickly. I did a lot of album covers for a lot of the Mexican regional singers and bands. And I worked the Latin Grammys. and I worked on the Christina show. So I rose quickly in my career. I worked many years, like I said, in the Hispanic sector, in Latin TV. And slowly I started to transition into the American genre. I had the pleasure to work with Kevin Aquan when Ultima 2 Cosmetics was the cosmetic line of the time. So I was one of the national trainers for Ultima 2 Revlon Corporation. And I started working, doing photo shoots and, again, more TV. And little by little, I started climbing again the ladder and doing a lot of TV, a lot of commercials. And the years went on, I became specialized in male grooming, and I started to do a lot of other celebrities. And as of now, I still do a lot of TV, a lot of documentaries. I still specialize in male grooming. I work with a wonderful photographer, Kevin Michael Schmidt, and we do a lot of international lifestyle as well as beauty print work. We've just been published in Europe in 6 countries, and we work a lot together. Now, the reason that I started my academy, well, I call it my academy because I love it so much, I found in my research that there was no schools in the community, no schools around my community that were affordable. And I found that there was a huge need, a huge demand, and I thought that my community would benefit from this type of schooling. I personally did not go to school. I was very, very fortunate to have been mentored by people like Maurice Stein and Kevin Aquan, the late Kevin Aquan. And along the way, I got a lot of help. And I've been working in all aspects of makeup, research and development, photography, print, TV, theater. And I just wanted to offer this opportunity to people in my community, people who would not be able to afford, you know, the prices that makeup schools cost. I saw the huge demand.
Let me ask you, explain your community, like what types of people live in the community, and Downey, California, how far away is that, I guess you can say by hours, how far away is Downey, California from the Los Angeles, Hollywood area, where there are several loads of schools?
Downey, California is, I'm going to say, about 40 minutes from Los Angeles.
Okay.
But the traffic in Los Angeles is so overwhelming that to get from Downey to Hollywood, it takes about an hour and a half. It's a standstill traffic. We're 5 minutes away from the Downey Studios, where they've filmed a lot of the great feature films. We are, I'm going to say, 30 minutes away from LAX. So we're in a good place, suburban, you know, in a good place in suburbia. The thing is that we're not that far from LA. It's just that the traffic makes it so.
Right. Gotcha. So tell us a little bit about the school. What types of makeup courses do you all offer?
Well, we have an incredible program, the Academy, the David and the Makeup Academy, and that's a program. It's a 15-week program, which I'm very excited about. I'm very proud of. This 15-week program teaches the students hairstyling. It teaches them beauty makeup, the natural makeup. It teaches them print, wedding. It teaches them body art, prosthetics, casualty, airbrush. They learn also the business of makeup artistry. They learn to lay hair. They learn how to make and construct different shapes on the face, to make monsters, to create casualties. We also offer them with the program for the same amount of that they enroll for. They get to be taught how to build their portfolio by none other than Crystal Wright. She's wonderful. She's part of our program. She comes in for 2 days and just teaches them everything they need to know about the business, how to assemble their portfolios, how to create their business cards, what websites they have to be on. She's absolutely wonderful. They're also offered a chance to build a portfolio with an international celebrity photographer, Kevin Michael Schmitz. And when they graduate from here, they have a portfolio. They've taken the portfolio management class with Ms. Crystal Wright. They know how to do every aspect of makeup except making molds. And that's what we offer in the day. At night, we have, not everybody can come to the day, so at night we offer individual classes. We have beginning makeup. We have intermediate. We offer advanced portfolio building. We also offer monster classes. We offer body art, but separate, not all in one. We have a very extensive curriculum.
Now, if I can ask, how much is your 15-week program class?
My 15-week program is only $2,995 for the 15 weeks. So $29.95, almost
$3,000. Wow.
And that that's wonderful. That includes their uniform, their kit. The kit is made, and the kit was designed by none other than Maurice Stein. They get two books. They get Crystal Wright. They get Crystal Wright with it. And the 15-week course, the hairstyling. So they get it's an awesome program.
I mean, I know of some makeup courses that are more expensive than that, and they're only like, 4 weeks, 6 weeks.
Exactly.
And they don't even include half of what you're including.
Absolutely. That's why I'm so proud that I was able to get this together. And like I told you before, for my community, for the people in the community that would love to do this and otherwise would be unable to because of the pricing.
Right. Now, is there a state law in California for makeup artists? Do makeup artists in the state of California have to be licensed, or is there a license associated with your program?
Fortunately, not in California. Fortunately, not.
Okay.
We just have to. No, there's no licensing. There's no licensing for makeup artistry, cosmetology, and perming, and cutting, and chemicals. Yes. But we don't teach that. We teach the hair styling portion. And you know that hair makeup artistry goes hand in hand with the hair styling.
Mm-hmm. So the hair styling that they're taught in this 15-week program is hair styling. I guess it's the type of hair styling that you would, that's for makeup artists where, there's no cutting, there's no perming, there's, no chemicals or cutting involved. Is that correct?
Exactly. Sometimes budgets call for one person to do both. And my students are able to do that because we teach them how to do the barrel curls, how to do updos, how to tease, everything that involves a hairstyle.
Now, is hairstyling offered at night as an individual course?
Not at this moment. We are looking into it because it's becoming a demand. A lot of people are looking for that.
Right.
Now, is there a limit to the number of students in your class?
Yes, there is. It's not like 10 or 15 students other schools, but we have a limit of about 30 students per semester in the academy.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Now, how do you promote the Downey Makeup Academy? How do you let people know about it?
I have a really wonderful school that does a lot. They promote us in the community, through the community, through the theaters, newspaper, and this semester or this year they took out an ad in Makeup Artist magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a huge one-page ad on Makeup Artist magazine, and marquees in the mall. There's a huge marquee in the mall. There's promotion in different other malls. There's also a huge marquee in front of the school and mailers that go out. There's also what was I going to say? A lot of community advertising, community papers. They do a lot. They do a lot of advertising.
How long has your school been in existence?
This school has been around since, the actual school has been around since 1950, probably older. My academy is only 1 year old.
Oh, it's only 1 year old.
Yes.
Okay.
Only a year old.
So what are some of your long-term goals for the school?
My long-term goals is to continue to provide this the curriculum, but to produce outstanding makeup artists, to make ladies out of these students, ladies and gentlemen, to create jobs for the community. And I'm proud to say that out of my my 1 year teaching, I already have had 10 students published in 17 magazines, in some international
wow.
magazines. I've got one student just was nominated for an indie film. They've worked with Academy Award winning personnel. I've got a student who worked with David Parker, who won the Academy Award for sound mixing and editing for Benjamin Buttons. I've got them working, another one was published in Latina Magazine not too long ago. There's just, another one is the department head for Channel 52 on her own program. So I am very proud that my students are actually getting work.
Right. Go ahead.
My long-term goal is to continue to provide jobs for these girls, jobs for them to be successful. I firmly believe that not everybody was made for college. Not everybody's going to get a bachelor's or a master's. And this is a career. I've made my life, my career, out of makeup. That's
mm-hmm.
I guess that's what my goal is.
And I'm glad you said all that, because one of the questions I was going to ask you was, do you follow the progress of your students after they've graduated? But sounds like you do. So, school has only been open for a year. You say you normally have, what is it, maybe 30 students that go through a semester?
Yes, every 15 weeks I have about 25, 30 students per 15 weeks.
Yeah. That's great. So there's a lot of graduates coming out, you know, after the year is over. And it sounds like they've been doing some big things. But based on this 15-week program, sounds like they cover everything.
We do.
I know that you said you did prosthetics, but do you guys get into detail with film and television work?
Yes, we do. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
They're taught everything from set etiquette to lighting, to knowing who's on set. They have to know what's an AD, what's a gaffer, everything. They're taught from how to budget a film, how to meet with the producers, how to make storyboards, everything that entails a makeup artist's job on set, on TV, or on location. How to dress, everything.
Now, who do you have doing the teaching?
That would be me. I am the teacher.
Every aspect of the makeup throughout the whole program?
I do not teach the hairstyling. I have a special teacher
that
teaches hairstyling. There's a special teacher that teaches the airbrush. Ms. Crystal Wright teaches the business portion of it, and I teach everything else.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow.
Well, you did say you had been in the business, 20-plus years?
20 years, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Wow, that is a lot. I'm going to have to take a visit to this Downey Makeup Academy.
You're so welcome. You need to go.
That is
amazing things that these kids do.
That's awesome. It really is. And so you the 15-week program, they're there during the day, every day, Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, 10 to 4, and on Fridays, 10 to 2. And,
wow.
I forgot to add, I forgot to mention that each student gets an internship on a movie set. They get to intern, they get to see it, live it, they get a call sheet, they get to work with producers, directors, and actually get to be part of a film.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Then they can actually apply what they're learning, you know, while they're still in school. So then, you know, once they experience it, then they can come back to class. And, you know, if they have more questions, you know, they can have that type of information cleared up for them right then and there. So that when they actually start working on a film set, you know, after graduation, it all really makes sense at that point.
Absolutely. They get it. Because it's one thing to learn on text and for me to tell them and read about it and do homework on it. But once they live it, they get it. Because I can tell them till I'm blue in the face, it's a long hour day, it's a 13-hour day. But once they're there, they get it.
They have to experience it for themselves.
And what kind of feedback do you get from some of them after they've gone to the set and they come back? What kind of things do they say?
After they come back from a movie set, when they first, all of my students come in and I want to do weddings. I want to work in magazines. After the program's over, we have, I want to do movies. That's all I want to do. I want to work on TV. Or, you know, their perspective changes. It really opens their minds to what they really want to do. And then they always tell me, one of the things I always get told when they graduate is, I didn't know that there was so much to makeup. But especially after they've gone to the movie set, I get always a handful that just fall in love with the movie and the movie set, and they want to do movies.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, you said you've been in the business over 20-plus years. What have you noticed, or have you noticed a difference in makeup artists then and makeup artists now?
I have noticed a big difference. You might want to say that I'm strict. I'm very strict and a little bit old-fashioned. And I've noticed a lack of respect. I've noticed that there's not as much set etiquette.
Right.
Set etiquette is huge. When I recommend one of my students, I always say, she's been taught set etiquette, and that always makes a huge difference. I noticed that the business is a lot more cutthroat lately. I noticed that no one respects their seniors. And that's one thing that I totally drive into these girls. Be ladies, know your place. If you're assisting, you're just assisting.
Absolutely. And one thing just to add to that I've noticed, I mean, I haven't been in the business for 20 years, but just for the length of time that I've been in the business, one thing that I noticed now about makeup artists is I think a lot of makeup artists aren't willing to do the work as far as the research and things like that. I think more makeup artists nowadays tend to just want to, I think, jump on the phone and just kind of ask the questions of people who've already experienced certain things instead of getting in there and doing the research and really learning their craft. And that's one thing that I would love to see more of, and that's why I'm so excited about all of the makeup schools that are kind of sprouting up everywhere.
Well, I have to say a big amen to that because there was a huge article on Makeup Magazine that Michael Key wrote that it's the age of computer and Googling, and they don't even exactly like, did you read that article?
Yeah.
It was a great article.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the exact same thing. They like to call up, hey, how do you do this? Hey, how do you make a broken nose? Do you know this? How do you do that? Or they Google it. When the better makeup artist is going to go to the library, is going to get some old books, is going to research, is going to dig up the Richard Corson book, is going to actually research it. Yes, they don't research the newer makeup artists. Exactly.
I was just saying that some of the better makeup artists actually already have that Richard Corson book. You know, a lot of people, they don't want to buy the books. Now everything is about a DVD, and there's nothing wrong with that. And everything is about, you know, people doing things online and taking the advice of people online. But, you know, again, if you don't do the research and really experience it for yourself, you really won't know. And I think the best thing to do is if you have that information in print and it's been around for years, you can almost trust that information. You know, and it may not be some of the updated ways of doing things, but at least you have that foundation so you understand basically how people are getting to how people do things the way they're doing them now if you have the understanding of how things were done before you had all of the technology and new products and things like that, you would at least understand how it came about.
Absolutely. That's one of the projects that, well, every project that they do, they have a historical project, they have to lay hair, they have to create scenarios. And one of the things I teach them is to research. Their project for this semester was a Mayan. They had to give me the Mayan civilization. And so they had to research, and they had to research the tattooings, and they had to understand that not everybody was allowed to wear certain tattoos, and certain people were allowed to wear certain colors. So, it teaches them to research. So that's part of the program also. Last semester, they researched the women of the Juliad, which was a Roman Empire, and they had to research the colors, the hair, the hairstyles. So I do teach them to research, and I agree with you 100%. There's nothing wrong with the Internet, but it's not always the most accurate.
Absolutely. And, Angie, I just want to let you know, I'm getting a message from a makeup artist who's been doing makeup, you know, for a while, and she's, you know, has experience, work experience, but she says that she feels like she could learn even more than what she already knows. So she wants to visit the school as well. And I have to second that. I really feel like I've been doing makeup for like 12, almost 13 years, but I really feel like if I attended your 15-week program, I could learn so much more. Like, we can never get enough education. And I really feel like I could just come and learn and learn and learn and learn. This is really a great deal. You learn so much for such a small price. It's awesome. It's really awesome.
I agree with you. Thank you. Thank you so much. You're so gracious. I agree with you in the learning part, because every time I go to a show or I go to the IMATS or I just meet up with some of my friends, colleagues, and I'll come back so excited, and you can ask my students, oh, my God, girls, I learned a new trick. I've got to teach you this. I've got to teach you this. I get excited like a little kid every time I learn a new technique, every single time. This week we did casualty makeup, and their photo shoot was casualty, you know, accident, somebody fell through a window, or casualty makeup. And I just learned another technique for making scars with an ingredient called Cabasil. And I was so, so excited, I couldn't wait to teach them. So I do. I still get very excited. I think that's the secret, the passion. I'm so excited about every time I learn something new. You've got to have passion.
Absolutely. I wish I had the time to come this week, because I'm really interested. I'm really, really interested now. Your students, when they come in for the first time to take this 15-week program, have some of the girls already learned the craft of makeup artistry, or everyone comes in just brand new?
I have both. I have a little of both. I've had students come in fresh off the street, never ever played with makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have students who've come from other schools who, at the end of the program, say, "Wow, I never knew that there was this much more to makeup." So.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, I get both. I get a little of both, come from other schools. And sometimes what they tell me is, wow, I wish I would have come to this one first. But I get mainly right off of they've always wanted to do makeup and have no idea. I get a lot of men.
Right. Now, do some of them come in saying, I want to work with celebrities, or I want to work on film, or do they kind of find their way after coming in, going through the program, doing the internship, and then they kind of make a decision, I don't think I want to do film anymore, or I think now I want to do television, or I do want to do weddings?
Oh, absolutely. They all come in with a plan. As a matter of fact, let me tell you what they all come in with in my community. They all want to come in to learn to do makeup so they can work for Mac. Everybody wants to work for Mac.
Oh, wow.
And at the end of the semester, I thought I wanted to work for Mac, but I think I want to do movies now. I thought I wanted to work for Mac, but I think I want to do TV. I want to work with celebrities. So, yes, absolutely.
Right.
The perspective changes after the 15-week course.
Well, that's good, because basically they come in wanting to do only what they see. you know, but then when they come in, 15-week program, get exposed to all kinds of things, things that they probably just never even thought existed when it came to makeup, and now they, you know, they get a fresh new look and perspective and can kind of go test the waters on the film projects and see something different, and then really come in knowing or leave the program knowing exactly what they want to do.
That's exactly what happens. Exactly what happens every semester. I get one that just falls in love with film. Like I said this yesterday, one of my students came back and to tell me that she's been nominated for an Indie Award for a film that she did. And I came to tears. Every time they tell me something like this, they just make me cry because I'm so in love with them, and I'm so in love with the idea of them succeeding. And to have one of my students be nominated already for makeup is huge, huge.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Where do you see, I know you told us about some of your future goals, but do you think you would, and I know that you're primarily the main teacher and you have someone that comes in to do the hairstyling. Crystal Wright comes in and talks about the portfolio. But do you see another school in the future, like another location, I should say, besides Downey, or do you particularly want to, and when I say another location, I don't mean close Downey and do another location. I mean Downey and another location, or do you strictly want to just continue to really focus on just that community where you are?
I never close myself to the possibilities. Mm-hmm. I would see myself in another location at the moment, since it's such a baby, and it took me such a long time to get it started. I see expanding it. I see adding more to it. Every semester, a celebrity comes in and talks to them, teaches them some techniques. I see more happening. I see maybe adding other things to it, like maybe starting a nail program or an esthetician program. It's in high demand, but I don't close myself to the possibilities of starting another location. Absolutely not. Anywhere that I can reach each, of course, I'm not targeting Hollywood or Beverly Hills. Again, I'm targeting the community that's unable to go to those locations.
Right. That's awesome. That's awesome. And I also know that from you and I speaking before, you said that the majority of your students are Hispanic. You have a few African-American students as well. Because they are categorized, all of them are categorized as women of color, do they come in, especially the ones who may know a little bit about makeup, do they come in with concerns, things that they've experienced as far as working with makeup when it comes to women of color? Do they come in with questions about how to deal with, for instance, we always talk a lot on our show about, you know, finding the correct foundation and issues that women of color face, and that's one of the big issues is foundation. Do they ever come across, like, now I'm saying from when they come into school, because I know once they get there and you start to teach them and they learn, that's a whole different thing, but did any of them ever come in from the beginning with questions about issues that women of color have when it comes to makeup?
Absolutely.
I'm just speaking mainly of the ones that are had a little bit of experience.
Yes, absolutely. They come in always complaining about the makeup colors, the mixing of colors. There's not colors out there for them. Makeup that's not pigmented enough for us. I'm a woman of color myself. They always come in with those concerns, and not only do I teach them the basics, the color theory, but we go over product ingredients. And they learn the reasons why makeup looks this way, what ingredients to look for in a foundation, what to stay away from in a makeup, what makes them look this way and what makes them look the other. So, yes, even if they've already got a little bit of experience with makeup, everybody always has the women of color, of course. And because I have worked in research and development, I was able to understand and learn product knowledge and ingredients, so I give them the reasons why things happen the way they do. As far as products, I give them red flags. For example, titanium dioxide, awesome, awesome ingredient. Everybody knows that that's great for your skin. It's fantastic. It keeps you from getting sunburn and spots, but it's really bad for women of color. The more it has in the foundation or in the product, the ashier it makes us look.
Right. Wow. We'd like you to just kind of shout out your website, the school address and phone number where people can get more information, and anything that you want people to know about your school.
Okay. Well, the school is called the Downey Makeup Academy. And the number here at the school is 562-940-6200. Our address, of course, is 12340 Woodruff Avenue, Downey, California, 90241. Our website is www.bas.edu. And one thing I wanted to add is that we ask for a deposit, $500 to $1,000 for your deposit, and then you have a payment. You have the options of paying the program in full or making payments. So we offer those. We facilitate payment plan for people who don't have the full $1,000 or $3,000. I like to add that because a lot of people will be concerned, wow, in my community, $3,000 is a lot of money in these times. So I want people to understand that we are we facilitate the plan for the payment plan.
Wow, that's awesome. Because some schools you can't do that, and then you can't take the class.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's great.
We try to do everything for our community, make it easy, try to provide jobs. We don't offer job placement, but I'm very proud to say that they're getting them.
Right. Well, good. That's good. And I tell you what, if they, you know, you don't offer job placement, but at least when they leave out of there, they have everything they need to put themselves in a position to get a job. So I'm pretty sure they can, at that point, place themselves at that point.
Yes, they get the curriculum, they get the technique, they get the portfolio, and Ms. Crystal Wright. That's a recipe for success in itself.
Right, absolutely.
And I'd like to say, if you'd allow me to, I'd like to tell all your listeners or all your people that are on your blog that I'm not a Hollywood girl. I didn't come from a rich family. I'm the oldest of six. I'm a little old girl from Paramount, California, product of a single mother. I went to the Army to get money for college, even though I teach and I do have a degree now, it wasn't my thing. It wasn't what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And people laughed at me, you know, my community, I'm Hispanic, and people did, oh, no, you're never going to make it. And I like to tell people, yes, you can make it. You can do it. I've made my entire career, my living, everything I've ever done, I've done it through makeup. I've never done anything else in my life but makeup. And I came from a little old town of Paramount, and I'm you know, like I said, I'm not a rich girl. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. And I like to always tell this story because people think that it's a career, like, oh, you have to have money to be in it. You don't. You really don't. All you need is passion. And you'll make it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful story. And I think people need to know that. They need to know that you just have to have passion for whatever business that you're in, and you can succeed. And just like you guys were saying earlier, you know, you have to do your research, you have to work hard, but you have to invest in yourself, and investing in yourself is investing in courses such as your 15-week course, to prepare yourself to be placed in a job world.
I'll
I really encourage people in the Downey community and also any community close by where they can get there to really consider attending your school.
This is, yeah.
It's a wonderful thing.
Southgate, Huntington Park, Compton, I get them from Los Angeles, from Bellflower, from Bell. I get them all the surrounding, Linwood. I get them from Long Beach. I get them from all around. It's really close to this area. And this is the dream to be a makeup artist. Never let me stop. If I would have had this school when I was 18 or 19 years old, I think I would have had my Oscar by now.
Wow.
Because I learned through hit and miss. I got cheated out of credits. I got cheated out of money. I got people not to sign my contracts. I learned on my own, Janice. I remember being in a studio, worked 14 hours and not got paid. This is all the stuff that I try to have these kids avoid. You know, I don't want them to get cheated. I want them to get paid for their kit fees. I want them to understand how to do test shots. I want them to learn how to make their contracts. And we teach the do's and don'ts. If I would have had this, I'm telling you, I think I would have had an Oscar by now.
Wow.
Let me say this. You said you worked 14 hours and didn't get paid. I remember my first music video, I worked 22 hours. 22 hours.
But I went
into the job knowing that I wasn't going to get paid, but I did it for the experience. And what I hate so bad about some makeup artists now, they could walk out of a makeup school or they could just decide one day they want to be a makeup artist. But then if you ask them to do something for free that could help their career and could put them in a position to network and to get contacts, they don't want to do it.
Oh, I agree with you.
I just don't understand that.
Neither do I. I absolutely, absolutely agree with you, because when I'm talking about that I did the 14 hours and never got paid, you know, that was the years of I was naive. I didn't know how to charge. I didn't know what to do.
Right.
But I, you know, Crystal teaches them, and so do I, that doing a test shot to build your portfolio for pictures, that's not free. You're getting something. Getting a kit fee, that's not free. They're paying you for your reimbursing you, and you're getting
that's
experience.
Right.
Getting a call sheet, that's not free either. You're getting a call sheet.
Absolutely. You can get discounts with that call sheet.
I do teach them that. But when I was talking about the 14 hours, because I thought, oh my goodness, I got a job, and I didn't.
Right.
And I didn't know where to go. And who do I bug? What do I? You know, I was so excited about getting the job and working on set. I did a movie, Mexican movie. And I was so excited. I was there 14 hours. 14 hours. And I worked the movie the whole week. And I was so excited. Didn't get a phone number. Didn't get a contact number. I was excited. I didn't get credits either, girls.
Well, we have Maxie on the line. So I'm going to bring Maxie in to join the conversation.
Hi.
Hey, Maxie. How are you?
Hi, Maxie.
Hi, Maxie. How are you?
Hi.
Great.
I think it's amazing that you have Crystal Wright as part of your school curriculum, because, you know, you can learn all you want about makeup. You can learn and learn and learn and be the best makeup artist in the world wherever you are and still never work. And still never get a job because you have no idea how to get a job. And, you know, it's an important part of, you know, becoming, actually creating a career for yourself, that you know what direction to go, what road to travel. There's so many options. You could, you know, be happy just doing weddings and proms, some people are. But there's fashion and there's the union, and then there's, you know, music video, and there's all these different directions that you could take, but no one really knows how to get to those directions. Like, they work, and do jobs and network and eventually, like, hopefully fall into something that gets them into something else. But a lot of time can be saved if someone is just like, look, build your portfolio, and this is how you do it. This is what you need in it. Here's the phone numbers to agencies and places to call for you to get signed and get out and get your first magazines. Or here's how you pick up, get into the union and start doing films. It's impossible to start working unless you know how.
Yes, right.
And I believe that, what was I going to say that another great thing about your school was? I don't know. I forgot. I was going to say something else that I thought was interesting. But, in regards to what you said about not needing money to start, I did my first magazine cover with, like, 5 products that were all over-the-counter, grocery store and, I guess, drugstore type products. And I just, I would just blend the two. I had a dark foundation and I had a light foundation. I had a dark lipstick and I had a light lipstick. And that's all I had. And then I had, whatever, a mascara or, maybe a brown eyeliner, I don't know. But I didn't have the money to buy things. I didn't actually go through school at that point. I did take special effects things later to where, I got even any products from school or anything like that. And so I am, a good example of that as well, that you don't need to have any money to start. You can actually build a career on nothing, but it'd be great for you to go to school so you can get products and learn all this stuff, because I did waste years trying to get to where I got by not having the advantage of things like that. Like, even though I believe school can't really teach you how to be a makeup artist, school is a very important part of becoming one. And you still have to practice outside of school and do everyone else. If you just do the makeup you learned in school and then go out there trying to conquer the world, it's not going to be enough. You actually have to continue every day doing your mother and your neighbors and everyone right. You can get a hold of to actually become a good makeup artist. Hi, everybody.
I tell them that all the time. I tell them, once I finish teaching you the techniques, you're going to learn the real stuff out there on your own. You really are.
Right.
Yeah.
And you will create your own recipe and your own formula. There are standard ways of doing things, but you are going to create your own recipe it'll be combinations of, other people's recipes. You'll find ways to simplify your work and to make it faster and to make it look more beautiful in certain films, or you'll adjust makeup for HG, like we've talked about before, and for film and for photography and for video. And it's not just one makeup for each of these genres. It is growing into those genres. And I've seen film makeup artists, I've said before, that were just sort of used to just doing film, that weren't ready for the HD world, that weren't ready for, that weren't ready for certain other worlds. I feel like we're all great, we're just as good as our experiences. Like, we are all equal to each other, but we all have different levels of experience, and experience is really what makes you a great makeup artist.
Absolutely. We offer up, once they graduate and they get their certificates and they get their portfolios, there's another class that I offer. It's almost like, okay, you've graduated now, but let's continue practicing so that they don't feel like they've just throwing them out into the world. So there's an advanced class that the girls from the academy are able to come and take and continue practicing at night. And that's only once a week, but it keeps them practicing, it keeps them in. I continue to bring in the new techniques, and like I said before, I have different people come in, and like James Vincent was here about 3 weeks ago and taught them some amazing techniques. And I have a surprise guest for their graduation coming. I don't want to tell them because some of them might be listening, but he is a wonder in TV and film. And he's.
I didn't know that I was scheduled to go anywhere during that time. I had never known when it called me.
Yes. Come on over.
I didn't know that I was a surprise. I didn't know that me, the Maxie, the wonder of television sensation, was going to be at your graduation. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. But, you know, I was working at a beauty supply store for $5 an hour under the table when I met Crystal Wright. And Crystal basically like started my entire career. She was my mother.
She talks about you in my class.
Well, you know, she tried to guide me properly. You know what I'm saying? Like, had I listened to Crystal, I would be much further than I am now. But what the woman did really was, in those days, she had the power to just take me on, call a company. If a company called for makeup, she would just be like, oh, I have a great person for you. No portfolio. Didn't have a single picture in my book. And she would send me to the covers of magazines and to music videos, and I would just be like, hi, with my kit of 5 products, which she had no idea, by the way, at the time that I had, like, 6 products shoved into, like, a sandwich bag. But I went out and I did it, and she actually helped me to build my book and my reel, which in turn got me all the other jobs that I've gotten. And by the way, I've spent, I can't even count the amount of days that I've done for free. And it is tough to get an intern on a job now. Like, I'll be like, oh, look, I'm doing an Eminem video or this video or that video. Like, next week there's a baby video on the 30 cash money job where they had gotten a helicopter for the video, so they ran out of money. So there's no money, even though there's all this stuff going on, they have no money to pay, like, assistants. So I have to get interns for this meeting.
Well, now you know that the Downey Makeup Academy has tons of assistants and a good teacher that's going to give you the best assistance for mm-hmm. you. All of you out there who need assistance, that's what my kids need. They need to start assisting big people. They need to start learning other techniques. So you can always
let me tell you this. I've had several people from several schools once. And however great I thought they were not ready for the music video world. I had the owner of a makeup school come, and she was not ready. When she thought it was over, I was like, okay, now there's 7 more girls, and in 3 more hours there's going to be 7 more. Like, there was never not a girl in her chair. And at the end, she was like, because usually we have, like, 10 hours of sitting time. But today, there was always someone in her chair, and she was like, woo, Maxie, is this what it's like? And I was like, yes. Yes, Maxie, this and worse.
Girls, see, Maxie, my girls get sent to a movie location where they work for 15, 16 hours, and my girls have been taught set etiquette, and I just pump it into them that there is no such thing when you're on location or when you're assisting as what time is this over, because we never know.
For my interns, though, I mean, I go all out. Like, I get them on the call sheet as additionals, not as assistants. I put additional. I always try to get, like, some money, but let's say that there is no money. They are now starting to be sort of, you know, not wanting to do it. And then I will call them back on a paying job, because once I use you as an intern, I'll call you back and hire you as an assistant. And some of them are just like, oh, no, honey, I actually have to, I'm really busy that day. And they're like, fucking think of something else to do. And I'm really good for them. Like, I'm someone who basically it's like you're going to the Marines of makeup when you're working with me. Because I'm like, maybe touch up that lead singer and come over here and start this girl. Okay, great. Now we finish up that girl over there, run on set and finish that over there, and then come over here and touch that lead singer up again. And then they're like, what? That's what I do on music videos. Like, literally, on a music video, I'm having to get 10 girls ready while I'm also dealing with a band, and I have one assistant.
Well, look, you guys, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Angie.
I'll just finish with saying, I'm old school. I've been on set for 20-plus hours. I teach that way. I'm very strict. I have a background in the military, so that's how I teach. And if you need assistance, it sounds like what you are asking for is what I can provide.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Well, look, y'all, we have a caller from the 301 area code, so we want to get the caller on before we go off air. Hello, caller.
Hi, my name is Karen. I have a company called Face Forward Makeup Artistry. I'm not even going to take a long time since
Hey, Karen, I was trying to ask you a question.
Hi, honey, how are you? You're on my Twitter.
Hi, Maxie.
What up?
I just want to say, hey, thank you for the advice for the hip-hop video. I got your email.
Yeah, I'm going to need you on the 31st, please.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of crazy. I'll have to shoot you an email about it. But anyway, I just wanted to say, great hearing about the schools. How about somebody opening a school out here in the D.C. area that actually focuses on makeup and not just hair?
Right.
We really need a school in the D.C. area.
What we have around here
is pretty trifling.
You know what, besides that, we want to hear the gossip of what has happened on this music. I sent you on a music video?
No, you didn't send me on one. Remember I emailed you because I was doing my first hip-hop video last night.
Oh, that's right. I gave you, like, my recipe for hip-hop. Go ahead. What was it?
So thank you for the advice. It helped. It helped a lot.
I mean, didn't it, though? Because I was like, get ready for 20 bitches.
Well, not all the girls showed up, so we didn't have quite as many.
But what did show up was not, what you were expecting was going to show up.
Yeah, no, it wasn't as professional a gig as I thought it would be. So,
yeah, I get the hip-hop videos. I mean, it has run the gamut for me. They've been the most glamorous sets I've been on, with the most high-money sets I've been on. And they've been the lowest, most nightmarish drive-by shooting sets I've been on.
It was more like that.
Oh, okay.
Wow, okay.
I've been in a drive-by shooting during a music video.
Well, with that being said, thank you, Karen.
You're welcome. I just wanted to say hello to everybody. Sorry I got in late.
Thank you, Karen.
Janice?
Uh-huh.
I think we should go up there and open a school. What do you think?
I think a school is needed. I really do. I think a school
think
is needed. And
there's
sounds
so much
like
work
you're
up
the
there.
One to do it.
Take Chris.
Well, there's so much work in that area.
We have a lot of schools, but they mostly concentrate on hair, and that's it.
Yeah, mine's the opposite. Right. Mine's the opposite. All makeup and a tiny bit of hair. But we'll get, hair styling, but it's mainly makeup.
Right.
Well, it saves, by the way, in regards to doing hair and makeup, it saves now during these economic times, it saves the company money to be able to hire someone that does both.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit earlier. That's kind of the growing trend now.
Yeah.
Not for the union. Because in the union, you have to just do one.
Yeah, you have to choose one.
Yeah. Well, the union is a little bit away from my girls. They have to get their time in. So in the meantime, if they can do hair and makeup, they're more valuable.
Because they don't need to cut and color hair. All they need to know is how to style hair.
Right.
They don't need to cut or color anything.
Yeah, we have a special teacher who teaches that. We do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, quickly, before we run out of time, I wanted to ask Angie, like we ask everyone on the show, what beauty means to you.
Uh-oh.
Sharon, beauty.
Here comes another one.
Well, beauty is, of course, inner, because I think everybody's beautiful. Inner beauty. And the second way that I see beauty is that seeing the benefit that the education has given my students. That's beauty to me. One of my students tell me I'm being nominated for an award. I just was published on 17. I'm working with an Academy Award winner. I'm working on a set of a feature film. That's beauty to me.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Andy, for coming on and sharing with us about the Downey Makeup Academy. Again, I'm definitely going to visit. I wish I had the time to do a 15-week program, but I definitely want to come by and visit. And we definitely want to keep in touch to find out how your girls are coming along and how things are going with the school.
I appreciate this opportunity. I appreciate it with all my heart because, like I said, I am so in love with them, and all I want is for their success. And the more I can get the word out there, I really appreciate this. And you're
not
more than welcome to come whenever you want. Maxie, call me for some interns.
I certainly will.
Okay.
I mean, I hope
they're hardcore, as you say, because I need hardcore interns.
I have hardcore. You can talk to them.
She has them.
And let them know who I am, warn them about who I am and what a nightmare I am.
I will tell them who you are.
But I'm really sweet to my
interns, you know, in breaks and in between. It's just during work that I'm hardcore.
Oh, that's all right, because Angie, you know, she's very strict. So I think they would be prepared. Trust me.
I think they would be prepared.
Yeah.
I mean, the one you sent me, Janice, is so wonderful. I've tried to get her again and couldn't get her. What was her name?
Constance.
Yes, Constance Faye is amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. I love her, love her, love her.
Well,
yeah, she loves you.
If you need them, I got them. I will only send the best. I'll send the ladies. Janice, once again, thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Not a problem. Thank you, Maxie, for joining us. And Karen, for your call. So talk to you next week, Maxie, and thank you, everybody, for listening. And if you like the show, go out and mark it as a favorite or rate it. And as always, you can call in and join the conversation by calling 914-803-4399 or emailing us your comments and questions at info@illusionsbeauty.com. Good night, everybody.
Oh, my God, that was so good.
I talked about blue.